Dear friends, family of light, welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. Here you will find answers to many questions about spirituality, spiritual practices, healing, healing modalities, meditation, from Tibetan Reiki to the Reiki philosophy, mantras, sacred words, sacred expression, always with a little bit of joy and fun, even if this is a very deep and profound subject. So let's start. Welcome, and let's enjoy being together. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe. Let's start. My dear friends, welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. This is Sonia. I hope everyone is in good health and good spirit. Today we are going to continue our conversation regarding frequencies, energies, vibrations, and the way these vibrations, these frequencies, changes and affect our bodies. As we said before, we are vibrating beings, and we vibrate to a certain frequencies, and these frequencies may be changed or modified with our way of feeling, the way we react to certain situations, the way we think. We also have discussed that keeping certain companies, having certain kind of friends also may modify our frequencies. The same way for music, and that's very, very important, especially in young people that are just starting to create their body of light. So it is very important to be very careful with the things we watch, the friends we cultivate, the thoughts we have, and also at the music. Music may be very, very uplifting, but music may be also be very detrimental. So we're going to go into the different vibrations, different kind of vibration and situations or things that affect or change our vibration. So like I said before, we discuss about music, and music is very important in our life, the way we perceive things, and music may be very uplifting. But another thing that I want to discuss with you is about things we look at, being a video, being a movie, being a game. If you have probably heard me saying in meditation, your eyes are the windows of your soul. What you look at with your eyes go directly into your soul, into your divine being. So it is very important, and again, most important with young people, to be very careful at the things you look at the movies you watch. And I'm sure you have had that experience that when you're looking or watching a movie, you get so much into the drama and the trauma of this movie that is almost a reality for you. You detach from your reality and you get into this movie. So if you are watching a movie that is very violent, your body is changing, is releasing a different chemistry. And this chemistry, this physical change, affects your vibration tremendously. imagine if it is a young person that has no discernment, or it's difficult to discern what is reality from what is watching. Very, very difficult. And it changes, really changes the chemistry. It can increase your sadness. It can increase the anger. Why you want to do that to your body? Why you want to do that to your frequency? We're trying to increase our frequency to make our body healthy, our mind healthier and joyful. Be very careful and watch what you look at. Use your discernment when you play a game that has, right nowadays they're doing these games that are so real that it's difficult to understand what is real and what is just a movie. And even with those goggles that you put on, that you are isolating yourself. You are inside. You're inside the game, inside the movie. So imagine what effect that has to your body, to your mind, and to your vibration. Very, very important. The next thing that affects and changes our vibration is also the atmosphere, the air. What I mean by the air and the atmosphere is your environment. Your environment is very important because it's where you work. It's where you live. It is the place, the space where you spend so much time. You spend so much time working, having fun, whatever you do in life. So it is important that it is in order. You know, to have a messy desk and it's okay, I understand I'm messy a little bit myself too, but you need to keep it up as more or the best way organized as you can, as clean as you can. And don't get me wrong, I'm not wanting to tell you the way you have to have your home, your desk, your office. It's not that. It's that when you have a place where you spend a lot of time that is unorganized, that is really, really messy, and it's not conducive to calm and to work in calmness and joy in an uplifting environment, this changes your vibration. It is incredible, but it is true. It will also affect your creativity. Your place need to be as much as possible neat and clean, not because I want to be picky and say, okay, you need to go. No, it is because it has a very strong and deep effect in your vibration, in your creativity, in the way you can work, in the way you can create with love, with joy, with color, something that is going to change and affect and have a very deep effect in your vibration. It seems maybe too far-fetched, but it's true. Try, if you like, to have your desk, your home, disorganized, dusty, and see how it affects you. You know, when your mom or your grandmother used to say, keep your stuff clean, pick up your clothing, pick up your stuff. It's not only because yes, need to be neat and organized, but it feels different. When you clean your home, it is like joyful. It brings you a different feeling and has a reason. It's not the reason that because it need to be clean, but it's the reason that the vibration of the place changes. And since the vibration of the environment, the place of your work, the place where you spend most of your time is uplifting, guess what? It goes to you. Like we said before, whatever you send into the universe comes back to you. And it is the same for the place where you work, where you live, where you spend a lot of time. Is exactly the same. So forgive me if I have to talk about this, but this is a very important topic because it is where we spend a lot of time. The next one is the word, the spoken word. What you say, the way you say it, the way you express yourself has a tremendous effect and affects your vibratory frequency. If what you want to do is keep up your frequency, to have your frequency to be high, to elevate you, to bring you to a place where everything is going to be for the better you, for your better life, for your better well-being, your words are most important. The way you speak and what you say is very important. So let's try to eliminate from our vocabulary, from our way of saying things, let's try to eliminate the drama, the negativity. Let's try not to complain when it's not necessary. I understand we all complain for whatever reason, especially nowadays with all that is going on. It is like a release valve to complain. But try to eliminate this as much as you can. Your vibratory field will thank you. When you try to speak words of hope, of joy, of love, of compassion, your frequency will go higher and higher and higher. It is time to take responsibility of what we say and in the way we say. The way we say these words affect you and affect the persons around you, the person that listens to you. And as we said many times already, whatever you put out into the universe comes back to you stronger and even more powerful. Whatever you put out in the universe, it comes back sevenfold to you. That's a big number. So try to say words of love, of compassion, of understanding. Let's avoid the drama. Let's avoid being violent with our words. Be responsible for the choices you make in life. In my opinion, the next one is one of the most powerful ones. The feeling of gratitude. Gratitude for whatever you have. It is a powerful, positive, vibratory frequency. Being grateful increases your vibration exponentially. We should try to integrate these feeling of gratitude into our lives. It is important to feel grateful for the little things we have in life. When you are grateful for the little things, even if maybe you think it's silly, but being grateful for the little things in life bring you, and it will bring you, much more, bigger things, more amazing things. So let's start with the little things. For me, when I go out and I see a beautiful flower, it gives me joy and I'm so grateful for the ability of seeing this in nature, for the ability to maybe smell the perfume of the flower, or the joy that brings you a child smiling. Being grateful to have your parents in your life, being grateful for your children, being grateful to be here, having this experience, learning in this wonderful world. So gratitude opens many, many doors. Open doors for good things to happen to you, for positive things to happen in your life. So let's be grateful for whatever thing you think about it, and to express this gratitude with your words and with your thoughts and with your gestures. Look how many things we're already using to increase our vibration, how many feelings we're using to increase our vibration. We have the feeling of gratitude. We are expressing it with our words. We are feeling it in our heart. We are feeling it in our brain with our thoughts. So, my dear friends, let's try to be grateful, to enjoy life for the little and big things that we may experience in life. Even if we have pains and sorrow, look at this as a way to learn and to understand why you are here in this world. Life is not easy, but if we learn to see and express our gratitude, things may be different. Things may be changing for the better. For right now, we have covered what different feelings changes the way we increase and change our vibrations, our frequencies. If you have any questions, or if you want to discuss a little bit more about this, please get in touch with me, email, send me a text, whatever it is easier for you. I'm here to help you and be of service. And as I mentioned before, I'm going to do some meditation series and some healing from Hawaii, and I hope you'll be part of that, and maybe you may follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, or even here on my podcast. It's going to be a new adventure. Be positive, be joyful, be grateful. Until I see you again, until next time, be well. I hope to see you soon, to be with you very soon. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Until the next time, be well. Bye. I hope you have enjoyed the show. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. If you have suggestion, or are you requesting topics to be discussed, please contact me through my webpage, energyhealingarts.com. Do not forget to subscribe. Thank you.